Tonight inside the Wildcats' den, the girls' soccer team and volleyball team look to bring home some hardware as the soccer girls will play for the district championship while the volleyball girls compete in sub-state. We'll hear from their head coaches and a couple of their players. Gage Slater tells us how his cross-country season is going, and Rex Lowry recaps the golf season.
We go inside the Wildcats' den as we're joined by head volleyball coach Christy Jenkins of the Livingston Academy Wildcats. And moving on to the sub-state round where they'll take on East Hamilton on the road coming up on Thursday. But coach, before we get there, let's talk about the region tournament. 3-1 win over Soddy Daisy and then a straight set loss to Signal Mountain. Just take me through, what were your thoughts on the two matches yesterday?
Well, the first match, I thought we came in and we were ready to play. And of course, whenever Signal and Upperman played, they went five games. And, of course, our kids had to sit there for almost 2 hours. And I think just sitting there, like, mentally and physically, it hurts the kids. And so when we got ready to play Signal last night, we really weren't, like, awake. We just were kind of going through the motions. We never finally, you know, we never got on a run. And so it's almost like we just beat ourselves.
It looked like it started, you kind of mentioned it, a little bit of a longer one in that second game. Looked like you guys didn't get started till closer to 9 o'clock for that region championship. But I'll go back to the Soddy Daisy one where you guys did play pretty well, won that one 3-1. What did the girls do well in that region semi?
We hit better last night. Our passing, we struggled a little bit. You know, of course, you've got young kids coming in, they're scared to death, you know, just because they're like, this is a region tournament. And, of course, that first game, it's do or die. You have to win to keep playing, you know. And so I think initially that was our thought process is, you know, we've got to win for these seniors. And so I thought we played well. I thought we hit well. Like I said, we struggled some with our passing last night. We missed serves we should not have missed. But we played together and we pulled the win out.
Coach, how cool was it to play the region tournament just in your home gym in front of your home fans?
It's always the best feeling to know that we get to play at home, and that was what we were hoping for, to get to host a sub-state. We've not hosted a sub-state since my seniors were freshmen with the last home state that we've got to host. So, I mean, I was hoping, you know, that for them, but it's okay. We're going to go down tomorrow night and just work hard, and hopefully we'll make it to the state tournament next week.
Coach, let's talk about that a little bit. It's going to be an East Hamilton team, which you're very familiar with. I've played them in the last two sub-state matches in the last 2 years, fallen to them in those last 2 years. What makes them so good, and what do you know about them this year?
You have to look at all the teams surrounding us. Most of the schools, those kids play one sport, and they play it all year long. That's why those Chattanooga teams, those national teams, are always so good, because those kids, like I said, they usually play one to two sports, but no matter what, they're playing travel ball. So they're playing volleyball all year long, where our kids play 2.5 to 3 months, and then they move on to, like, basketball and softball. You know, and that does hurt us as far as being a smaller school. East Hamilton, we have played them the last few years there. They have had some amazing players. I think they lost their best player last year. I've talked to a few people, and they felt like maybe they weren't or may not be as good as they were last year. So that's just got our kids fired up, I think, and ready to play tomorrow night.
Coach, you get a day of practice today. Of course, fall break, so a little bit different for you guys. But if you do have practice today, what are you guys going to be focusing on and working on?
Definitely serve receiving and getting our serves in. Our heating is, like I said, our heating was fine last night, but it's just those two things, getting our serves in and serve receiving.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, too, I know we have had conversations about the team and just kind of how it's been a process from the start of the year until now. We've mentioned passing a lot throughout this season, but how proud are you of this team, to where they've come from at the start of the season until now and getting to play in sub-state?
I'm extremely proud. With this group of seniors, like I said, I have been more successful. Our team has been more successful the last 4 years with these kids. Like I said, we went to the state tournament when they were freshmen, you know, and then we've been to the sub-state every year. I'm just so proud of them. And like I said, we've had a lot of younger kids have to step up this year. We've had to have kids, like, change positions, you know, and we've had our ups and downs this season, but I feel like the last couple of weeks we really pulled together and played as a team. And I'm more proud of that than anything, is that they started playing together as a team.
That's head coach Christy Jenkins with the Livingston Academy Wildcats volleyball team. The region tournament yesterday, and they get to go down to Substate at East Hamilton coming up tomorrow as we go inside the Wildcats den.
We go inside the Wildcats den as we're joined by junior hitter on the volleyball team, Laney Dishman. And Laney, big win against Upperman in the district title match. Of course, they beat you guys twice in the regular season, but you guys get the important one and bring the hardware home. How fun was that to kind of get some revenge and get the trophy as well?
Overall, it was a great experience, and I love just playing with my best friends, and to see how much we've improved over the season is just tremendous to what we were at the beginning. And I just love these girls so much, and I love to see how much effort and how confident we are on the court. And you know, the positivity really shows when we bring it, and you know, when we're there for each other and we pick each other up. And I just love this sport so much, and I was so glad that we were able to, you know, won it that bad.
How stressful was it? It goes to five matches. The last two times you've played the Bees, it's gone to five sets. How stressful is that? But this time, you at least come out on the winning side.
Yeah. It was super stressful, you know, kept you on your toes. But overall, it was a hard-fought win, and it was very worth it.
What's it like playing for Coach Jenkins?
She's so fun to be around. She's just like a big ball of energy, and she's so positive. I love her. She's the biggest cheerleader.
Where have you improved the most in your game as this season has gone on?
I'd have to say probably just, you know, being confident in myself in my hitting. My freshman year, I was a weak side hitter, and then sophomore year, I was a weak side again. So this year, I got moved to strong side, and, you know, just being confident and knowing that just because my position has been switched, I shouldn't not want it as bad as I did before. And, you know, just trying to improve in places where I think that needs improvement and just being better for my team.
What are the differences kind of going from each side? Obviously, the ball is coming from somewhat of a different direction. What are the differences going from left and right?
Being on the weak side, you know, you're kind of like at a awkward angle. And, you know, I'm right-handed, so trying to get the ball to go where I want it to go is harder. But on strong side, you know, you're squared up and my right hand is where I'm hitting, and it's usually wherever I want it to go, and I'm stronger. So I just feel like I can, you know, move the ball where I want it to go when I'm on strong side.
I've talked with a few players this season. I've talked with Coach Jenkins as well, saying that the passing was really a key thing that you guys have worked on this season. Being a hitter, you're in the front row, so not passing as much, but of course you're still going to pass a little bit. Do you think you've improved in that area, and especially the team this season?
Yes, we worked on passing in practice a lot, and, you know, covering. And I really think that this year, out of all years, that I've, you know, really improved in covering and, you know, passing, but I think overall as a team, our passing has been tremendous, like, to what it was.
And lastly, how much of your seniors helped you maybe this year and just the last few years as well?
They just really stepped up and were leaders, and, you know, they're just really positive, and we've overcome, like, a lot of problems this year, and they've really stepped up and been positive leaders.
Junior volleyball player Laney Dishman as we go inside the Wildcats den. We go inside the Wildcats den now as we're joined by junior cross-country runner Gage Slater right here at Livingston Academy. And Gage, I'll just start it off. How's cross-country been this year? How have you been racing?
I really like it. I really love just running, and it feels good and keeping myself in shape.
How long have you been doing cross-country?
Since last year.
And what kind of got you into it? What made you want to join it?
I really wanted to be in shape, and running is pretty fun.
How much do you think you've improved? Do you know your personal best time? Do you know what that is off the top of your head?
My personal best time for 3 miles, I think it's 25:25.
How much has that improved since you first started racing, do you know?
I'd say I improved a lot.
Yeah. What do you think has kind of gone into that? And obviously, I assume you just kind of run a lot after school during practice and stuff like that. But what kind of work has gone into trying to improve that time?
Just have to keep pushing. Don't give up. And just always make sure you stay consistent.
I think that's pretty good advice for anything in life, too. But so I know in running, and especially in cross country, I've seen people, they like to talk
to each other while they run to maybe help pass the time. Is that something you like to do? I always thought it was kind of hard to do.
I've done that here and there. It's quite relaxing to talk while running with some other runners. Just kind of refreshes your mind.
You ever just run out of breath a little sooner? I think I would.
Sometimes, but whenever I do that, I just use whatever I have left to cross the finish line.
Now, I know you guys are racing here at Livingston in the Invitational this weekend. How nice is it to race at your home course?
It's great. Just staying around town and not having to go too far.
What's a goal that you have for yourself as you kind of get into the latter part of this season?
I really hope I can get a 24 or below 3-minute mile course race.
That'd be awesome. And speaking of courses, what is your favorite course that you guys have raced at this year?
To be honest, I really like the Cookeville one.
I've heard that from a few different runners that I've talked to this season. Is there a big reason for that, or is it just kind of a fun race to do?
I'd say it's kind of a fun race to do and not too much inclines.
That always makes it nice. That's junior cross-country runner Gage Slater right here inside the Wildcats Den.
We go inside the Wildcats Den as we're joined by head girls soccer coach David Sadler for the Livingston Academy Wildcats soccer team. A big district semis win over DeKalb County 9-2 last night. And, Coach, I'll start it there. Just take me through a big win, how the girls get it done.
Yeah, they come out last night and they played really strong. And we just got rolling and everything just started syncing up. And Tara Childers had 6 goals last night. Then Tara Hines had 2, and then Jasmine West had 1 to finish out the 9. But we just started working together, talking a lot more, passing a lot more, and just doing some things that we may have not been doing earlier in the season that we're just trying to fine-tune.
Coach, I know I got a chance to talk to Taryn Childers earlier this year in the Wildcats Den, just kind of about her season and joining the team mid-year throughout the year last year and finally getting a chance to play this year with the squad. How great of an addition has she been, especially at that striker position?
Well, she's brought something that we didn't necessarily have in years past. She is definitely a true striker, offensive mindset. She works hard. She practices hard. She does extra things. But the thing about her is that she's, it's not about her. She may score goals, but now she definitely loves to assist and dish it out to other players, especially helping those younger girls and being an example to them. So she's just a good team leader up top.
Is that one of the biggest differences from last year's team to this year's? I know you lost a lot of seniors from last year's team and still a very competitive and a good team, but it seems like the team might be a little bit better this year, at least in terms of scoring goals. Do you think Taryn is a big part of that?
Oh, yeah, of course. We were more of a defensive team last year. We were real heavy on defense. We were able to control the ball, get it back up top. Nobody could score on us. And this year we are definitely more offensive driven, with Taryn and the other girls who are up top, Jasmine on the outside, Mallory, on the other side, Tara coming in, and assisting, and Ella Copeland. They definitely control that ball, more and keep it on that side of the field offensively.
Talking with head girls soccer coach at Livingston Academy, David Sadler, right here inside the Wildcats Den. A district semis win last night and a chance for a district championship again against Cumberland County coming up tomorrow evening. Coach, I wanted to ask you, too, does it seem like the team has kind of ramped up the energy, maybe level of play, both in practice and in games here in the last week or so?
Oh, yeah. You know, going into the districts and playing these teams again and heavy competition and everybody strategizing, it does bring a new level of competition, especially whenever you're undefeated in the district in regular season and have a chance to go undefeated throughout the district for 2 years in a row. Everybody wants a shot at you. So we definitely try to maintain that level of play, keeping the girls hyped, ready to go, and just knowing that, you know, everybody's coming after you a lot harder than what they did before. And so we have to be mentally prepared and ready for that.
Well, of course, another big one in the championship against the Cumberland County Jets. Took care of them pretty easily in the regular season. However, had a couple of close matches with them last year, namely in that district championship last year, beat them 2-1. What makes the Lady Jets so good?
Well, they're well coached. They got a good coaching staff up there, and they play together very well. And of course, just on a competition level, that's a rivalry. Mm-hmm. And of course, it seems like that Livingston rivals with everybody. So it just brings them to a whole new level of play whenever we come up on that mountain, especially playing at home on their home field.
Coach, lastly, a win and you get to host a region semi. If you keep winning after that, you keep on hosting the games after that as well until the state tournament, of course. I got to imagine, is that some pretty big motivation? If you guys get a win tomorrow night, you just pretty much get to stay in Livingston if you keep on winning?
Oh, yeah. We want to get back on our home field. Home field advantage always means the world throughout region play and things like that. So if we do win tomorrow night, we will host the first round of the regions Tuesday night, and it looks like that's going to be on that side. It's going to be Kingston, who we have already played in regular season. If we get past Kingston, then we will host Anderson County on Thursday night. And then, of course, after we get past that, it'll be the sectionals on Saturday, and we don't know who that's going to be. I know that's looking far ahead, and we don't want to seem like we're already there, but we do have that schedule already laid out.
That's head girls soccer coach David Sadler with the Livingston Academy Wildcats District Championship coming up tomorrow night. Coach Sadler, we appreciate the time as always.
Oh, thank you so much for your coverage. We appreciate you.
There's Coach Sadler inside the Wildcats den.
We go inside the Wildcats den as we're joined by senior defensive player on the girls soccer team, Rachel Long. And I'll start it off with the regular season. Really good regular season for you guys. Just the lone loss to a really good Cookeville team. How great has this year been?
Amazing. I'm so proud that we've won and scored as much as we have. This has just been awesome. Our team is very young after we've lost a bunch of seniors for the last couple of years. But it's just been really great. So fun. I'm going to miss it a lot.
But it's not over yet. You guys are still playing here in the district tournament. And what has kind of been the message from Coach Sadler as you guys get into this postseason play?
He wants wins, and he loves his girls for sure. But it's just been – he's really good. He's a good coach.
It sounds like you have a couple of assistants this year that have been helping out along the way as well. What have you maybe improved on the most as this season has gone on?
The new coaches have helped me a lot with passing and speed for sure. David's really been good as well. Michael, he's a really good goalie coach for MAD, our goalie, and it's just been a really good improvement throughout the season.
As a senior coming in, and how do you try to be a leader for this team? You mentioned kind of the younger players, especially with all the seniors last year. How do you try to lead them?
I try to be a positive influence and try to hype my team up as much as I can. Just put a smile on their face and help them in any way. I push them as hard as they can, and it's been kind of good.
I've talked to quite a few players on the team this year, and it seems like you guys are having a lot of fun. Obviously, winning helps with that as well, but it seems like the team is really connected. What do you think kind of goes into that, and how do you think kind of brings that chemistry together?
Sisterhood. Everybody just loves each other so much. There's a lot of sisters on the team, so everybody just mixes in like a big old family. It's awesome.
Do you guys, I assume, kind of hang out together and do stuff together maybe before or after games?
For sure. We love to support our other teams. For like volleyball and football, we go to games together. It's awesome.
Do you have any weird pregame rituals or superstitions?
We do this thing called Secret Sisters, and we get each other gifts before games. And the weirdest gift that somebody has gotten has been, you know those sponges that look like pills, but when you put them in water, they like blow up and they change into an animal? Yeah, I got a squid. She gave them to the whole team.
That sounds like a pretty good one. Well, lastly, what is your favorite memory? Of course, season's still going. Favorite memory from soccer could be this season, could be the last few seasons.
I love going to Gatlinburg for sure. Seeing a bear. We stay at this one hotel, and there's bears, and there's a river, and you can get so close to them. It's super scary, but at the same time, they're kind of beautiful.
Senior girls soccer player Rachel Long here at Livingston Academy. The girls soccer team will play for the 6-2A District Championship tomorrow night in Crossville. They'll battle the hosting Cumberland County Jets at 7.
Also tomorrow evening, the volleyball team will travel to Ottawa to take on East Hamilton High School in the sub-state round. That match is set to start at 6 Central Time. Cross Country is back in action Tuesday for their final regular season race at York. For more Wildcats athletics, head over to ucsportsnation.com. We go inside the Wildcats den as we're joined by junior golfer Rex Lowry here on the golf team, and a good golf season for both the boys and girls at Livingston Academy. And I just want to ask you, how fun was it to play golf this season?
It was pretty fun. You know, you get to get out of school and just go warm up early, have a good day playing golf.
How long have you been playing golf?
Playing golf for about a year and a half.
Okay, so just kind of getting into it. How much have you improved since you first played?
Started playing. I've dropped about 20 to 30 strokes since I've started playing, so it's come a long way.
What got you into it?
I don't know. I just wanted to start picking it up throughout the summer, and then I eventually just started playing golf for the team.
Who have been some really good influences? I know you've got some good players on the team, namely Bryson Fletcher, and then, of course, Coach Sells has probably helped a lot. Who has really helped, and maybe what have they helped you the most in?
My dad's probably helped the most. He used to play a lot. He's a pretty good golfer, and he's just helped me a lot with my swing and stuff.
What do you think you improved the most on this season in your junior season?
Probably my iron play. Still got a lot to work on, but I was hitting a little closer to the hole this year.
That always helps, makes it a little easier. So you go into the off season now as you get ready for your senior season. Do you have plans to put some work in the off season if you can?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to try to work on short game, of course, putting, chipping, and then just keep hitting my irons closer and getting the ball and play off the tee.
That sounds like you at least know the game pretty well. So I guess playing for just a year and a half now, did you kind of know the game beforehand at least so that I'm sure that helped? How much does that help in thinking your way around the course?
You know, I think that's the biggest thing is thinking your way around. It'll help you just know what to do and not get bogged down by all the thoughts that you have.
I know some seniors on the team, both on the boys and girls teams this year. How big of a help were they, and how nice was it just to play alongside them this year?
They're good. They're a good confidence booster just to talk to them, get encouragement for them.
What's a goal that you have maybe next season or just in your golf game in general as you go forward?
Try to shoot in the 70s by next season.
What's your personal best this year?
I think it was like an 86.
Okay. So after a year and a half, that's pretty darn good. Well, lastly, what is your favorite course that you've played so far? And it could be in season, could be just anywhere that you've played.
It was Gaylord Springs Links in Nashville, Tennessee.
Cool. That sounds like a pretty good one. That's junior golfer Rex Lowry here at the golf team at Livingston Academy. No football this Friday for the Wildcats as they are on a bye. It comes at a good time after a close-fought loss to the Cumberland County Jets 7-0 last Friday. They'll have a chance to rest up and get ready for a good Watertown team on the road next Friday for their final road game of the 2022 campaign. We'll, of course, have coverage beginning at 6:30 right here with myself and Josh Scott. Thanks for being with us in the Wildcats' Den.